Their city continues to be under siege. Their age group is particularly at risk, and their lives are increasingly isolated. But every Monday morning, a group of older New Yorkers is finding there's plenty to laugh about in the form of online comedy classes. The classes actually started in person before the lockdown orders went into effect. They now continue, though, online. And to talk more about it, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Joe Firestone, a professional comedian and former Tonight Show writer who leads the classes. Joe, thanks for joining us this morning. Can anybody be funny?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Well, if you're like me, you have a really bad sense of timing and you mess up every punchline.
Well, I think you just kind of have to get to know your own voice. I think that being comfortable is the way to be funny, and that's what we try to do, try to make everybody feel comfortable and low pressure, and then, you know, you end up being funny whether you like to or not.
Do you find that the people who have joined your class already have a pretty good sense of humor to begin with, or are there some people that have really needed to be drawn out?
I would say that for the most part, you know, because it's not a required class, people that want to find humor and lightness in scary and tough situations, those are the people that are in the class.
Talk about scary, this pandemic. Does your group joke about the pandemic?
Yeah, there are jokes about kind of, not the pandemic itself, but more the circumstances that people are in, that, you know, you're in your apartment with the face mask and the fear that people feel. It's kind of more of a kind of understanding how you personally feel about it and your circumstances and making jokes about that.
Have you done the comedy classes before, and have you ever done them? I mean, realize that the pandemic, we've never had anything like this before. But have you ever done the comedy class, say, back around the time of 9/11, when we were also in a very serious situation?
No, I was, I was still in high school, so I was kind of...
Okay.
Yeah.
With the people that you're dealing with, most of these are seniors in New York. Do you find that seniors have a different attitude toward comedy because they've been through a little bit more than, say, younger people?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think it's kind of fun to find out, like, where we see eye to eye and where we, like, where everybody in the class meets in the middle. That's been really fun and interesting. And to see what, you know, if they laugh at each other's jokes and I don't get it, that's also really fun to see because they're connecting and, you know, who cares what I think, you know? But it's been fun.
Have you discovered anybody in these groups, in your class that you've taught, that might actually have a career ahead of them?
I would say I would willingly pay money to see any of these people on stage.
So, I mean, have any of them talked about when things finally loosen up and begin to get back to normal? Have any of them suggested that they might try an open mic night or something along those lines?
I think that people were open to it. There was talk before the pandemic of having, like, this live show at some kind of comedy club, and people were really excited about that. So, you know, hopefully when things clear up, we could do that again.
Is during this time when the country's really divided and politics can be a really hot issue, is there anything that is out of bounds that you'd rather not have people joking about in your class?
Well, we found out pretty quickly everyone was pretty aligned politically, and so that's been a source of a lot of laughter, I think, because everybody's on the same page and has the same anger and frustration.
Well, I thank you for joining us this morning, and I wish you continued luck with your class. Joe Firestone, a professional comedian and former Tonight Show writer who's leading a class in New York among seniors. It's an online comedy class.